forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey,
Kat
and Pat.
Welcome to Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boys, sex, talking, dating, and love.
This is our last recording before I go to Europe,
which is so crazy. It feels like the last 0.2 of a marathon. You know what I mean? Mm. Where we recorded 18 trillion episodes in the last couple of weeks. And if you think these episodes have been bad, it's because
they have been bad.
They've been bad and we have nothing to talk about. We don't care about our work or art.
I was woke up this morning in a cold sweat because I was like, I've been actually saying way too much about
you have my been saying lover. A lot where I've been like,
I know.
I've been feeling guilt because I like jokingly gave you shit about like not saying enough. But I was like, okay, girl, like take it with a grain of S.
Can we maybe do a little review at the end? Yeah. I said some things about the gang rape fantasy. Maybe I want to cut.
Oh yeah,
you can keep that in. I kind of thought I would go for the almond croissant, and now here I am dealing with the donut in a way that's really special.
Well, I have to be careful what I eat.
I kind of brought.
I have to be careful what I eat.
I brought gifts as if like I'm dying.
I know you really did bring gifts as if you're dying.
No, kind of as if I'm just getting really sad about leaving you guys. I know it'll fly by, but. I've been having such a good summer.
Yeah, it still feels like the big. I can't.
I know. It's like I'm like it's June 1st.
Yeah.
Guess what?
It's like
end of July.
July 20th. I just started promoting my show. I'm doing my show again on the 2nd, which is now so soon.
August 2nd.
I have like an impossible.
August 2nd is soon. Now I've heard everything.
I know. Can you believe it?
Wait. You know what? When I get back though, we're gonna have I'm gonna have like a huge dinner party.
Oh, I love that.
Not at my house.
Oh, fun.
Private room. I got a private room somewhere. Coming.
You go to that place that we went with your
wasn't
family.
Wasn't that so fun?
It was.
My dad was like, I'm going to do that every time I come to town. No.
I know. That was really nice.
Did you have a good time or was it stressful?
I did have a good time, but it made me, it gave me traumatic flashes to when I interviewed to be a waiter at that place, which I never could have done.
Oh, and I didn't mean that.
Oh,
I meant Monday.
Monday, I had fun.
I was worried you were like, you were part of the experience for too long and you're like, when can I leave this sort of like Catherine-centric event?
No, it wasn't like that. It was more like I wish it was when everyone else I was having so much trouble with conversations.
Really?
And I have been
you seem to be thriving.
People keep saying that from the outside I seem to be thriving conversations, but the inside it feels like they're so difficult. And there were so
more
many
more so than usual?
Because it was just like it wasn't you, it's like there's so many people that like there was a few conversations I was definitely enjoying, and then there was some that were just like I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Also, there's this thing with you and my friends, like my non-comedy friends.
They
treat Pat like a celebrity and they get like nervous around him. And I think they're probably being weird, and that's why you're being weird.
Oh, I absolutely
of course,
love
we love
that.
Them to death.
But it is exhausting. Like I wonder.
I think people feel like they want access to you through me and they're like, excited.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people like every time we go into a room together, someone's like, can I meet Pat? I'm like, yeah, just go say hi to him.
My mom said that you looked absolutely stunning.
Really?
She said everything looked amazing.
That is so
the exact quote. Everything
did
looked
you think amazing. I was being too nasty?
She actually hasn't watched it yet. She just
I don't need her to watch it.
My say it with me, gay uncle found a picture before it was even online. I mean, it was a screen grab from production. I don't know where because I texted my family like, oh, Catherine's going on Seth Meyers. And then like some at some point between the time of when it aired and when it shot, he sent to the family text like, can't stay up till 12:30, but found this picture.
Amazing.
And it was literally like a production still. I was like, where did you get this?
The day after my dad was like, can't stop thinking about it. Feel like people should be stopping me on the street. And I was like, I know, I'm annoyed that I have to do anything but think about it today. I already feel like everyone's forgotten. Isn't that so funny?
No.
I literally feel like that was years ago now.
It does feel like years ago.
I had a full... Monday night was the best time of my life. And then Wednesday, after we recorded, I just continued to spiral until I had a full-blown panic attack. Wednesday night at my show. And then even like yesterday morning, I just felt really, really on edge. And then finally, when I went to do like a shoot for my friend's music video. Now I've heard everything. It was so fun. Well, I don't want to reveal
oh my God,
your music video.
I have to show you.
It was, I thought you were a farter. I thought you were a farter and you're a burper. But it was so fun that it got me out of my head and then I was in a good mood ever since.
Sometimes
and then
all you need to do
is do your friend's music video shoot
to get out of your head for once.
But then, can I tell you, then afterwards I went to meet one of my lovers and it was one of the most fun things you can do is when your lover is at a bar where his friend's working and so like they're giving you free stuff. Mm-hmm. And we did that and it made me feel like really calm. They'll bring a t-shirt.
That was after Club Coming?
No, that was after. That was last night after my shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, like a fun night. I've been having sex where I literally lose track of time and space.
Oh, really? That's great.
It's crazy.
I've been having a little trouble coming. Did I talk about this publicly already? Yeah.
Feel free to elaborate.
A little bit of trouble coming.
I wish you got another savory thing.
I know. I mean, savory you always have to get.
No, I'm a savory above all. Alpha and Omega, savory and savory.
My one regret is that I have but one life to lose for savory.
Oh my God.
I went to Carly Rae Jepsen last night.
I know. I saw you in the selfie. Can I just acknowledge? I was like, I'm glad he's having a fun night out with his friends.
Yeah. I did have a fun night out.
Where did you get at the chicken restaurant?
Okay. I got the Wicked Witch.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
But really crazy to get a sandwich there.
No, it didn't feel crazy.
I'm a tender and sides queen.
I wasn't going to get a tender.
Tenders on a sandwich is crazy.
I really felt like I hadn't eaten very much all day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I couldn't absolutely feel comfortable going off on carbs right now. And yeah. I was like, I'm going to do that.
It's so funny. I literally thought I wouldn't really eat much today. And then I brought 17 pastries. You know when you do that as a gift, but like really it's because you want it?
Yeah. It reminds me of when Michelle Collins brought us all those muffins.
Michelle Collins once brought us upwards of 12 muffins.
And then she snapped at me for eating them on air. It's like, you put them in front of me.
What do you expect? I miss her.
I miss her too. It was fun, but here's the deal. For one, I do love Carly Rae Jepsen and I do think she's talented. Mm-hmm. And I would only ever go to a Carly Rae Jepsen concert, but I was like not.
You could have listened to the CD.
I could have listened to the CD. You. Yeah. And well, especially because we couldn't even really see her.
Where was she? Oh, and just like far
on the stage. Yeah. But she was far and it was like standing. And then everyone else knew it was honestly so many gay people. And there were like really hot gay people all around you, wherever you
looked.
That's
amazing.
Then you kept making like eye contact with them. And I was like, sorry, I didn't mean to. And then,
I have a boyfriend. We're actually monogamous for once.
And then we did get recognized a couple of times. But people were recognizing Matt and Bowen more than me. You know what I mean? You know how it's like, they'd be like, and Pat. But I'd be like, okay. Oh, but then they were really recognizing Matt and Bowen. I was like, okay. I support my friends. I build them up. They said they love the pods.
You know who we need to acknowledge?
Who?
That guy who makes those cartoons of us.
I know, but we
I
have
love
to,
them.
I love them so much. I love his work. I think he's so talented.
What's his Twitter handle? Let's find it.
But he
he's so good.
But he did like
your hips did not look huge.
He did draw my hips like if you look at my body, it's a triangle where it's like really skinny up top and then gets
maybe
really
that's
wide.
His style.
Yeah, but he didn't really do that for you. I mean, what you want as a man is an upside down triangle, which is kind of the opposite of how he interprets my physical appearance, which is fine. I'm glad that finally there's a cartoonist being honest about the way I look.
I'm so upset. Like sometimes I'm having sex and I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely straight. Because sometimes I'm having sex in a way where it's like, I just love, all I'm thinking is like to have this man's body on top of me is like driving me fucking wild.
Totally.
And I'm like, yeah, I like men.
Yeah.
And then everyone in my community is trying to force me to be bi.
No, you're not bi.
I'm bi.
But I am.
Megan Pope, I'm bi.
I'm gonna be bi
in Europe. What if I'm bi in Europe?
Someone approached me the other day and said, I'm friends with Megan Pope. I said, okay.
Here's a
Purple Heart Award.
Wait, you guys, what do you think's gonna happen to me in Europe? Am I gonna be bi?
No, you're gonna.
Everyone told me I was sad there that I'm leaving.
I can't talk about what I think is gonna happen in Europe.
Why?
Because it's private.
It's private with you and your God?
No, I think that.
Yes, and guess what?
Yes, and I've already started laying groundwork.
Guess what? I already knew that. I thought that's my girl.
Anyways, I said
so much in the pod the last few episodes. I'm like terrified.
Oh wait, I was having sets the other day and
sexual. Do you ever make love or no?
Yeah, we have love sometimes, but no. Mm. But
I'm gonna have an actual diabetic coma after this.
I know. Well, I actually almost shit myself on my track workout this morning. I must be eating something different in my 30s because. In long tempo workouts.
I forgot to tell you, I had a finger in my butt.
Oh, how did you feel about it?
It was perfect because it was like, it wasn't like really in. It was kind of just like pressing around the rim.
Uh-huh.
While I was getting fucked. And I was like, I liked it like because the thought of it was hot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fill my holes.
Yeah,
that's
totally
hot to me.
I
wish someone could have been in my mouth.
We've had to, did you have a more powerful orgasm?
I didn't notice.
Really?
Really? I didn't notice.
We've been having limited penetrative sex because my lover's penis is kind of like, it got too shaved when we had bathtub sex in Rhode Island recently. And so we can have some penetrative sex, but not so much.
It's too rough on his...
Yeah, we just have to let it heal. And so, because for some reason, the bathtub, it's like we didn't really use like lube. It's like maybe some soap. And then like...
Oh, that sounds really
bad. You know
how
we're kind of like using the water as lube, but then it's like not real. And then it like...
No, I don't ever do that. That sounds horrible. To be my pussy.
It was really hot when we did it, but I think there was... But
water
whatever. I'm glad because also literally...
By definition, water isn't lube.
I think that I'm having like physical side effects because like on my last... I did 6x mile at... about half marathon effort with 1 minute rest this morning. And on my last 80 meters of the sixth mile, I like literally had to pull off the track. Cause I was like, oh my God, if I take another step, shit's gonna come out of my ass. And I was like, mm-hmm. I used to be able just to hold it in and I can't anymore. And I think I need to have reconstructive surgery.
I don't think you need reconstructive surgery. Let's not jump to any crazy conclusions.
I know.
What do I look like today? Does my face look swollen?
No.
Okay. I feel like, I think it's just because I ate.
Yeah, you look good.
I don't know why I sort of need to eat.
You're kind of Miss Honey.
Oh my God, I am Miss Honey. I love
Miss Honey is
I think we need to do we need to like have sort of like a debrief over like the past few months and then talk about our goals for the future.
Totally. Wait, my one thing I'll just say is I have to go to Times Square after this to see if I can get cheap Dear Evan Hansen tickets for my sister's birthday for my mom.
That's really sweet of
Where
you.
Where do you go to do that? My mom keeps saying
I feel
Times
like Megan
Square.
S. Pope knows.
Do you know that? You can do it on an app.
Maybe app will be actually better than going to Times Square.
Yeah. But anyways, I was going to use my home in Manhattan because I want to get a new look. I want to get a new outfit because I'm going to my...
Where?
I'm going to Angela's cousin's bachelorette party in Rhode Island. And I just like want like...
That'll be fun. What are you thinking?
Where should I go? I don't know. But
What kind of outfit when you see it excites you?
The kind of outfits that I can't wear, honestly, like a really fitted waistline and then like a tight shirt. But like that's not the kind of clothes that look good on me. So it's like hard then to go shopping.
You know, I was just having a discussion about how I used to want to be like this hipster girl who could like wear like jeans, like tank tops, like go braless, like backless, like sheath dress vibes, and like all those things look horrible on me, and that's something I accept.
Yeah,
and now I've had to accept find my own style
and move on, but it sucks.
I think you're like in the middle of something, and you got to find that thing that excites you. You're Malcolm right now. Malcolm Butt.
Okay.
The studio is sick of me. My mic just was flung from my M. Wow, I actually already have a headache from all the sugar I just ate. No, it's cool. I'm talking to a ghost.
I was listening to Rachel. Cool. Is this cool? I was listening to the Rachel Senate episode. It was really funny.
I haven't listened to it. Was it good?
No, it was really funny.
Do I say too much in it?
No, I say too much.
What? When did I start saying too much? Do we remember? Megan, do you mind just like feeling free to like cut things without me necessarily telling you what it is if you're going to listen? Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you who and what to protect. You can keep that in.
Yeah, I noticed that you made the kind of creative choice that even though I said, please edit this out, you included kind of the anal mucus.
I was laughing so hard at your caption. And then you know what? I felt guilty that I commented.
I've never gotten so much feedback from the general public.
What did people tell you?
All different. Some people said that's totally normal. Some people said that's...
you said there was green stuff coming out of your ass?
No, I said there was like... It was like an anal sneeze kind of. That's what someone else has used the terminology.
Fuck, that's disgusting.
I don't want to... I know. I don't want to desexualize myself to again say it with me, the listeners. But I am... but...
again.
I know. I'm not really. I'm not really.
He's not really.
But
this is the first time we've both been in a good mood in so long.
I know.
It's on me.
No, it's
that's
on
like
me too.
Why I brought gifts? Because I was like, I've been like, and you know what? My new thing is like, I try not to say like, I'm sorry, I was in a bad mood. I just like, thank you for letting me be myself in this space.
Totally.
And
I think I felt guilty. Like, I felt like I wasn't letting you be enough in your bad mood.
No. I felt I was happy, like, how quickly you responded. And I was, like, happy and flattered when you were like, hey, are you okay? Like, I can call you.
I was worried, yeah.
But then my friend Catherine called me, and then it was late, and then, you know.
I need to watch Euphoria.
It's so good.
But you see so many dicks in it?
So many dicks.
But it's also about children?
Well, it's about teens.
And you're seeing teenagers?
Just pretend they're 18-year-old dicks. Or, like, I mean.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think they are 18-year-old dicks.
I would hope so.
You know what is so sweet? My horoscope just said, stay up all night with a good friend. And that's what I was planning to do because I'm staying, I'm leaving early tomorrow morning.
Who are you staying up with?
I don't know. Whoever's around. Are you going to go to that birthday party tonight?
No, because I'm doing a show.
What show?
We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
It's going to be a miserable experience.
I wanted to go to that birthday party, but now I'm just, because I haven't packed yet and I won't be home till 7, it's like, it's not looking like it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that birthday
party.
If
you're not going, then I don't feel bad about not going.
Yeah.
But I was kind of feeling like I needed like a dancey night.
Yeah, I'm sure that will be dancey. But for me with that birthday party, there's a theme that I'm not like.
You're not interested in that?
I'm not interested in that theme. And
is Ange going?
Yeah.
Oh, but is he sad you're not going?
Well, I have a show, so
you're
it's
not
like,
coming after your show.
I'm lost. No, I don't. That's like I was like, I was like, I don't want to, and I'd
I
have to be
that.
Hold firm with that because I am leaving tomorrow morning to go up to Rhode Island. So I just want to get a good.
Oh,
sleep
the party's
tonight.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, so when are you gonna get an outfit? No offense.
I guess after this, but I also have to write 20 jokes about a snack food.
Yeah. How do you feel about having the keys to my house?
I love it.
I trust you with that.
You feel like a power bitch.
You're not I literally bought that thing extra so you wouldn't lose
oh
them.
My God. Okay, I've been having such a saga.
I got blue colors because you're a boy.
Thank you. But also purple because I am genderqueer. But wait.
Genderqueer.
I'm genderqueer. Wait, I've been having the weirdest literal feud with a receptionist at my therapist.
That makes
it's
sense.
It's so fucking crazy. Like, for one.
What's going on with them?
Okay, so. Last week on Friday, I go up after my therapy appointment because I have to make I have to reschedule my appointment with my psychiatrist to get a refill of my Prozac prescription or like agree that I'm not taking it anymore or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I go upstairs. She tells me that I have an appointment the following Thursday, like yesterday at 9:30. On Wednesday, I called to try to move that appointment because I'm like, actually, like, I don't want to go tomorrow morning. And she's like, you never had an appointment on tomorrow morning. I was like, okay, well, lady, I could tell it was the same one. I was like, you did tell me I did. And like, we agree. Like, we had such a belabored agreement that was when I was like okay, so you're saying the 18th at 9:30, like
they don't make it easy.
So she's like, no, it's actually August 15th actually at 9:30. And I was like, okay, I'm literally not going to have I'm gonna run out by then. She's like, okay, well, let's try to get you in. Then she calls me at 10:30 a.m. yesterday while I was in a meeting. Couldn't pick up. At 10:30, she was like, you can come in at 11 if you want. I was like, no, I can't.
People don't understand how busy we are.
So then I call. It's like 30 minutes. Like, what the fuck?
Do I sound like a bitch?
No, I mean, to call someone in at 30 minutes and be like, you should try to get here now is crazy. And then I called this morning to try to cancel my therapy for today because I have to go to Times Square and I don't feel like doing both.
Sounds like there's an app for that.
And somehow she recognized my voice and was like,
well,
you know.
Somehow.
And she was.
No offense. Somehow she recognized.
And she was like, you know, we called you yesterday and tried to get you to come in. And I was like,
somehow she recognized my voice.
She was like, we called
you for applause.
I was like, oh yeah, I couldn't because I only had like 30 minutes notice. She's like, okay, well, when we call you, we definitely expect you to come in.
Okay, well,
I was like,
actually,
I was like,
you're
not my God. You're not my boss or my God or
not
my dad.
Oh my God, or my dad. Wait, what was I gonna say? There's mucus in my throat.
In your throat or in your
who knows at this point?
Truly.
Yeah, it's cool to know that before I go to Europe, I've had a finger in my ass and I've put a finger in an ass at this point.
Yeah, so you could really go there as a full-fledged European.
As a full-fledged European bi girl.
Totally.
I won't be bi until I kiss a girl, right?
Yeah. you don't get to become bi by having a boy put a finger in your butt.
That's not what I'm saying.
Unless you're a boy.
I'm saying I become bi by everyone in the community telling me I'm bi because I said I like boobs against a shower.
Totally. Oh my gosh.
I know, the food's good. Wait, so
I wonder if I'll have sex in a bathtub again this weekend. Probably not since it ruined
your his dick skin.
Yeah. We're Sad. Both kind of like tattered.
Yeah, that can happen. That can absolutely happen. When people text me, oh, wait, I turned off red receipts. Did I tell
wait,
you?
Wait, do I have them on?
Pat, are you serious?
Yeah.
Can I? Do you want them off? Because I'll show
I
you how to.
I want them
okay,
off.
Okay, come
1,000%.
Here then. Come closer.
Let me put in
I
my
don't
code.
Like doing this for you because I like that you have them on.
One time I was using someone's phone to text someone because my phone was dead. And then I had to get them to open their phone so I could see if they texted me back. And they like, they opened their phone, which was fine. I was like, I don't care if you want me. They're like, hey, listen, I literally can't remember the code unless you're watching me unless I'm putting it in. So just so you know, this is the code. But they were just trying to prove to me that they didn't care if I knew it. I was like, I don't care if you care if I know the code.
Yeah, so I don't want anyone in my phone. I don't like people, no.
Wait.
If anyone, you know what? You know what I just don't stand for? Snooping.
What? Oh, yeah.
I think in no way is it ever okay to look at someone's phone or journal. It's just like...
I know. I used to...
And I've never even though I'm like a crazy bitch, like I've never looked at a lover's phone or journal because it's just like, what am I going to get from that? Like that's their private space and it isn't my role.
I used to steal my friend's phones.
You have CoStar and you don't talk to me about that.
I know. But wait, listen to what I used to do.
Your phone is...
Listen to what I used to do.
What, queen?
I did this a couple of times. For some reason, I got like paranoid. I was like so paranoid in college that people thought I was gay that I took my friends' phones and looked through their texts to see if they were texting.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was gay.
I remember you telling me about that.
How
do you, where's your little settings thing? You probably have it hidden somewhere weird because you're a freaky little bitch dick.
I don't know. I just search and I search settings.
This is so crazy.
I know.
Wait, I should just tell people something. You know how you can have like folders on your phone for apps? He has one called Productivity, which is clearly a typo. He has a tab called Finance and the Bravo apps in it. Wait, this is gold.
And they all just move around in my pocket. What?
This is so crazy. Why? So you open it fast mode.
Why?
The first group is called...
What?
The first group is called...
What?
It's called LOP with two P's. So he has a folder called LOPP. And in the folder that's LOP, there's mail, maps, and photos. And then the next folder is called...
What? My pocket just named
the next folder is called Health He HL apostrophe M L 0 apostrophe capital B period Health Hala on my lob. And in that group is a group me Health App and News. When I swipe to the next section, there's a finance folder that has the Bravo app in it only. There is an extras folder. And then there's the Ooh Ooh productivity folder that has FaceTime and a calculator. If I keep scrolling, there's a social calendar, a social folder that has the Pages app in it. There is a travel folder that has a iMovie in it.
Okay.
And then there's social that has the, there's just another second social folder that has the iTunes store app in it. And I'm sort of, what I'm trying to do at this point in time is actually find, this is like even crazier than I would have. LOP? We're going to have the first thing you're going to be a folder called LOP?
They all get renamed in my
My God.
They all get renamed in my pocket.
That doesn't happen to people.
I know, but like
these things don't happen. I'm going to search for settings.
They happen to me, and what else happens to me is that pens explode in my pocket for no reason. Like, I'm a child.
I have to say, like, people in school, there's this myth around pens exploding, and people say, like, oh, my pen exploded. I'm like, that doesn't happen. It's never happened to me.
That happens to me, like, to this day, that happens to me twice a day. If I touch a pen,
like
it explodes.
That. Okay, so bye. What I'm doing now is I'm going to general... I can't believe what you've just showed me. Now, what's going to happen is I go to messages. Oh.
What? What? What?
It is turned off, but
I know.
You do have red wrists.
No, I don't.
I'll start turning it on and off.
Look, bring me your text conversation.
No, I'm gonna text
well, let me see our text conversation now. Show me where it says red.
Okay, he's screaming at me. Let me find our texts. Okay.
I think Matt Rogers said I had them on too. But everyone else says I had them off besides you and Matt, which
so
is
I'm gonna
okay.
text you. I say hi. I'm gonna respond. For the record, I need people to know that you don't have my number saved. I'm going to text you back, and I'm going to say, yeah, red. Now let me go back and turn it off. So
my entire account, my entire contacts book got deleted a couple of days ago.
Now I go to this.
I got to go through it and put everyone's contact back in. I feel like Sonia Morgan. This feels like when you come into Sonia Morgan's house, and she's just like, yeah,
okay.
This is how I live.
I fixed it for you. Your rubber seats are now off.
But they were always off.
They were always, yeah, but you had, for some reason, your phone was not functioning. No, I'm going to have my number in and I'm going to call my name.
When I have this kind of Dunkin', when I have this kind of donut, do you know what it makes me think of?
Dunkin's? You already said that?
No, season one of The Apprentice, the challenge where they had to invent an ice cream and they invented a donut flavored ice cream and they won.
What? But donuts have so many flavors. That isn't fair.
It was like this kind of donut, though. This kind of
donut. That isn't fair.
No, but like a, this. Oh, I don't, my like, God. I'm so burpy today.
I'm kind of mucusy. Your recently used emojis are kind of troubling.
Wait, which ones? Those I stand by.
I'm not going to say.
Why? Let me see.
I'll tell you in a second.
Let me see what you have a problem with.
I have a problem with those, too.
Wait. Oh, I've never used those.
Your phone has.
My phone is so crazy. It has such
I put my number in, so now you won't be confused. Would you, when it pops up, do you know it's me? Do you recognize my number?
Having my phone is literally what it must feel like when you're like a super conservative religious person and you like have a gay son and you're just like, yeah, he's doing his thing. Like, that's me with my phone. It was like, yeah, I don't agree with anything it does.
You're getting a lot of texts from one DM.
Oh, interesting. It's in regards to, did I tell you this yet?
No. Tell me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're going to have to figure it out.
What is it? What are you talking about?
So I guess I'll just say this publicly. Dave Mazzoni also grew up in the same town as Angelo, and he's going home this weekend.
I see.
And so we might be driving back with him. He has a van to transport a mattress. There's only two seats in the front, so someone would have to kind of just like, and to quote this, pop a squat on the mattress in the back. It could work.
I would happily ride in a car. Oh my God, look at this.
On a mattress? Yeah, that seems kind of chic. I'll have to talk to Angelo about it.
Isn't this hot when you look at this?
Yeah, I think that person's hot.
Remember that?
And that's what I DM'd that person. Oh, that was like another one? I can't believe nothing's sacred and that they passed it along to you.
Passed what along to me?
That I said that I DM'd them hot.
Oh, yeah. But they like loved it.
Like, I know they would.
They're like, it made my fucking day.
That person did look really hot in the image that I responded hot to.
Yeah, I saw. Oh my God. We're almost perfect. Pat Lop Regan.
Wait, so what is your big goal for your?
My big goal for your is to take care of myself and give the best performances I can give.
Totally.
And to be patient and to focus on some long-term projects in a productive way. I know. When someone buzzes twice, it's like,
It is a little bit of a calm down moment.
You know what else? When someone texts me asking me to hang out, I'm just like,
I know. It's hard. Lately, I've been saying yes.
To who?
I don't know. I said yes to the Carly Rae Jepsen concert.
There was a German word for the emotion I experienced when I saw you in that photo. I was I'm happy for him.
I was thinking of a German word thing the other day. I forgot what it was, though.
Which one?
I forget. But it was like a thing that... But I don't know. We just stood there the whole time. And like, I don't know if I know how to act.
Were they fucked up?
No, not particularly.
I only like being at concerts if I'm drunk.
Yeah, I guess that's probably me too.
Fun.
Or I wish we were just like closer to Carly and I could see the words coming out of her mouth.
That's rare.
Then what's good about a concert if you can't even see the words coming out of the person? The whole point is to see the words coming out of the person's mouth. Otherwise, you can just listen to a CD.com.
I think it's just like something to do.
Isn't that sad that we as humans are so existentially troubled that we're trying to find things we don't even like to fill our lives with?
I know. Wait, I had a discussion about my void and how big it is.
Oh, with your there?
No. The guest is in the building. No, I was talking about, she looks really fit.
She's
athleisure vibe.
Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson.
Our guest is Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson is coming on the pod.
I know. No, after Christina.
I'm manifesting it.
The thing is, I was having a discussion with TNJ. At dinner before the show.
TNJ. Okay, yes.
And I was like, I keep trying to fill my void.
Oh, that person's a good... That's a good person to talk to about that.
And she was like, you're never going to fill it.
I know.
And then Jay said, I have to just acknowledge it. And I was like, okay, acknowledge it. Now what?
Jay doesn't care if I live or die.
That's not even true.
I don't. When he people care,
stop.
If he saw me crawling in the desert, he wouldn't piss on me if I asked him to because I was horny. If he saw me crawling in the desert, super horny to get peed on,
number one is to get pissed on when I'm in the desert. The thing is, when someone tells me like to deal with your void, you have to acknowledge it. I'm like, okay, check. I've acknowledged it. Now what?
Yeah.
But I've been feeling it in other ways. I just got hot.
Well, you know what that means.
It's time to...
You're pregnant. And we need to
Do you know that actually a condom fell off inside me?
Oh, really? That happened to a girl who has neighbors within college. And actually, it happened to her all the time.
And she just had a sucking, a suckling puss.
Okay.
You're well... You just did jazz hands.
I know. What's wrong?
You know what's so funny? When Alex tried to show you the Cats trailer, I was like, Pat doesn't care about this.
I just didn't care
about
it. I
felt like you couldn't engage with him.
I'm glad he
was excited to show you. And I was like, I wanted to look at him and be like, Alex.
It's not so much that I don't care about the Cats trailer. It's just
not for you.
I just don't like it when someone shows me something. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. And I'll watch it when I'm trying to fill up my alone hours.
It just like doesn't check any of your boxes to watch the Cats trailer. You're not going to be part of the conversation.
But I don't want to be watching it. You know what I mean? Especially when there's this big cultural conversation around it and I have to like, I feel like I have to try to access something that everyone else has a problem with about it. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It feels fine. But maybe if I was just watching it alone in my room. It feels fine. I did think it felt fine.
The Cats trailer felt fine to you.
I was excited by some of the names in the movie.
I know, me too. I kind of got chills when I saw some of the names. when they do it, that's why they do it.
I was like, yeah, this is going to be amazing.
I was like, they really got some big... I like how Jason Derulo is billed before Ian McKellen.
When they're like, the CGI looks stupid. I'm like, yeah, like all CGI looks stupid. Every movie looks stupid.
It doesn't look that stupid to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what cats really look like anyways.
No, me either. It's like, we know they're not going to be actual cats. Like, I think as a movie, it's asking us to kind of understand that people are going to be in costumes. Okay, let's bring in our guest.
Okay, perfect.
Oh my God, we're so excited.
I know.
A hero lies in our guest.
Our guest, I've been a fan of girl of hers for so many
years.
She doesn't even know. Sometimes I think I even come on too strong and I'm not going to stop.
We're not going to stop.
And I want to tell our guest that, okay, our guest literally is Kate Hudson. She's on the beach. She's on the beach
at this point.
Our guest is on the beach. And our guest needs to know that we have an offering of baked goods that have been absolutely savagely picked over. And we want you to feel free to be part of our family to really dig in.
Because
really
they are family style.
But you kind of seem like you're on a fitness journey, which we'll ask you about.
Totally.
You look really trim, which I don't know, take that as a compliment. Sometimes people are like, I don't care. I'm like, okay. Okay, put your ears open for Jacqueline Novak.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.